Hello and welcome to this JAMA Editor's audio summary for our July 26, 2016 issue. This is Howard Bachner, Editor-in-Chief of JAMA. Once again, starting with the original research reports, radiosurgery, whole brain radiation, and cognitive function. In a multicenter randomized trial that enrolled 213 adults with 1 to 3 brain metastases amenable to radiosurgery, Brown and colleagues assessed cognitive function 3 months after stereoradiosurgery, SRS, alone versus SRS plus whole brain radiotherapy, WBRT. The authors report that patients experienced less cognitive deterioration after SRS alone compared with SRS plus WRT, with no difference in overall survival, 10.4 months for SRS and 7.4 months for SRS plus WBRT. There was a non-significant difference in survival. In an editorial, Cater, Person, and colleagues discussed radiotherapy for brain metastases. These data certainly suggest an example where less may be more. On to the second original research report, preterm, early-term birth trends, and obstetric intervention. Richard and colleagues assessed 2005 to 2015 trends, 34 to 36 weeks gestational age, and early-term birth, 37 to 38 weeks gestational age, rates, and their association with labor induction and pre-labor cesarean delivery in an analysis of data from more than 30 million singleton live births in 6 high-income countries, including Canada, Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, and the United States. Among the authors' findings was a decline in early-term birth rates associated with decreasing rates of clinician-initiated obstetric interventions in the United States. Late preterm births decreased in Norway from 3.9% to 3.5% and the United States from 6.8% to 5.7%. Early-term birth rates decreased in Norway from 17.6% to 16.8%, Sweden 19.4% to 18.5%, and the United States 30.2% to 24.2%. In the United States, early-term birth rates decreased from 33.0% in 2006 to 21.1% in 2014 among births with clinician-initiated obstetric interventions, and from 29.7% in 2006 to 27.1% in 2014 among births without clinician-initiated obstetric intervention. In an editorial, Spong discusses timing delivery to optimize birth outcomes. In general, I would say, in the United States, there's been very positive, significant, good trends in late preterm and early term births between 2006 and 2015. On to the third original research report, survival and surgical interventions in trisomy 13 and 18. Infants with trisomy 13 and 18 often die shortly after birth, and surgery for associated congenital anomalies is controversial. In a retrospective cohort study involving 174 children with trisomy 13 and 254 children with trisomy 18, Nelson and colleagues found that 10% of children with trisomy 13 and 18% of those with trisomy 18 survived for more than 10 years. Among children who underwent surgical interventions, ranging from meningectomy to complex cardiac repair, 1-year survival was high, 71% for trisomy 13, and 69% for trisomy 18. In an editorial, John Lantis discusses treatment decisions in gray zones of neonatal bioethics. On to the clinical review and education section, screening for skin cancer. This U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommendation statement addresses skin cancer screening with a clinical visual skin examination. Based on an updated evidence review, the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force concluded that the evidence is insufficient to assess the balance of benefits and harms of visual skin examination by a clinician to screen for skin cancer in adults. In an editorial, Zhao and Weinstock discussed the need for evidence to better assess benefits and harms of skin cancer screening. The second article in the Clinical Review and Education section, Screening for Skin Cancer Evidence Report, This analysis by Werner and colleagues summarized the findings from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force evidence review that informs the recommendation by the task force on skin cancer screening with a clinical visual skin examination. The third article in the section, Partnering Behavioral Modification with Bariatric Surgery. An article in JAMA Surgery reported that positive changes in eating behaviors and weight control practices after bariatric surgery were associated with greater weight loss at 3 years of follow-up. In this From the JAMA Network article, Minami and colleagues discussed the potential for post-operative behavioral modification interventions to improve outcomes of bariatric surgery. And the last article in the section, Cutaneous Necrosis of the Ears. A 22-year-old woman presented with a 2-day history of skin lesions on her ears and a 2-day-month history of fevers, shortness of breath, and pleuritic chest pain. Laboratory findings included anemia and abnormal coagulation studies. Imaging studies revealed an above-knee deep venous thrombosis and a large pleural effusion, but no pulmonary embolism. What would you do next? And as usual, let's wrap it up with the opinion pieces. The first, the potential to advance healthcare in the U.S. criminal justice system. And the second, Stealth Research in Theranos, Reflections and Update 1 Year Later by John Ioannidis. Thanks so much for listening. This is Howard Bachner with JAMA. For more podcasts, please visit us online at jama.com.